Well, come January, leadership changes at City Hall will extend beyond the mayor, comptroller, and public advocate. The race is on to replace outgoing Council Speaker Christine Quinn. The speaker sets the council's legislative agenda and plays a key role in the negotiation of the city's $70 billion budget. Joining me now to give us an update on that process is WNYC's Bridget Bergen. Good morning, Bridget.
Good morning.
So, you know, voters just selected a new mayor, but there's this other powerful post up for grabs, and voters don't have a say in it at all. How is the council speaker actually chosen?
Well, this is the leader of the council body, so the members elect this leader themselves at their first council meeting in January. But historically, securing those votes for years has come through backroom deals with the party bosses, and those are the five leaders of the county party organizations. It's just how it's been done. But now there's a real serious effort underway to change that. At least 20 council members have pledged to vote in a progressive bloc. They plan to interview all the candidates and then pick one person to support, independent of the party bosses. And while 20 is it's not a majority of the 51-member body, it's a sizable and potentially powerful group.
So why is this progressive bloc only potentially powerful?
Because it's not clear if this is going to work. You know, we're talking about a process that the party bosses have controlled for years. It's how Christine Quinn became the speaker, beating out then-Councilman Bill de Blasio. So I asked Assemblyman Keith Wright, the Democratic party boss for Manhattan, about this, and he essentially dismissed the idea that party bosses are going to play a lesser role.
If we were not a part of the conversation, I guess I don't understand why people are calling us each and every day to meet with us.
So, you know, he's saying that these candidates are still reaching out to the party bosses to meet with him. And the progressive bloc has picked a point person to negotiate on their behalf with the party bosses. So you see that they still think there's a role for these folks as well. But it's worth noting that the makeup of the council has changed since Quinn was elected speaker. It's more diverse, and the members inclined to support the progressive bloc seems to just keep growing.
So who are the people actually running for city council speaker at this point?
There are actually seven candidates at this point. And on the issues, there's a lot of common ground. More than anything else, I think they really reflect how much New York City politics has changed since the Bloomberg and Giuliani eras. So on the one hand, there's Councilmember Melissa Mark Viverito. She represents East Harlem in the South Bronx. She was born and raised in Puerto Rico. This will be her final council term. And, you know, she's got the same, similar to Bill de Blasio, a background in community organizing. She's actually seen as probably his closest ally and supporter of his agenda. This is her at a recent council speaker forum.
I am the progressive candidate that is leading this body, will work with this administration, listen to the mandate that's been presented.
Now, Sotirios, I have to tell you, there have been a lot of these forums in the past week, and if there was a drinking game for the number of times someone says the word progressive, you could get really intoxicated. Here's another leading speaker candidate, Council Mark Weprin of Queens.
I have a 19-year progressive voting record.
A progressive record. So just in terms of political biographies, I just want to distinguish. Weprin is on the other end of the spectrum from Councilmember Mark Viverito. He spent 15 years in the New York State Assembly before being elected to the council 4 years ago. And his family is something of a political dynasty. His father was Assembly Speaker until 1994, when Weprin was actually elected to fill the vacancy left when his father died. As I mentioned, there's seven candidates. We're not going to go through all of them. We'll be talking about them in the coming weeks. The one other person I want to mention is Jumaane Williams from Brooklyn. He was the most recent person to join the race, and he and Councilmember Mark Viverito are both members of the council's Progressive Caucus. He's been outspoken on issues like stop and frisk, was one of the sponsors of that council bill that created the new NYPD Inspector General. But for Williams, his personal politics may become the issue. When he was asked about his support for same-sex marriage and abortion rights, Williams says his personal beliefs should not matter. And it's tough to imagine the progressive bloc really getting behind a candidate whose positions on those issues are unclear.
Okay, well, what about the mayor-elect? Does Bill de Blasio have any say in this?
Well, he doesn't have a vote, but his influence obviously could be huge. For the past 20 years, you know, the Democratic Party bosses have been just filling this leadership vacuum since the highest-ranking leader at City Hall was a Republican or an independent. Mayor-elect de Blasio is now a leader for Democrats citywide. So he's said up to now that he'll leave the decision-making up to council members.
You know, I'm a former council member myself. The members of the city council are going to make the decision on speaker. If I have something to say about that at some point, I'll say it. But right now, my focus is on staffing up this administration.
So you hear he's reserving the right to weigh in if needed. But, you know, de Blasio has some really clear policy priorities he wants to get on top of immediately. And one of them is a bill that would be in the city council, expanding that paid sick leave. That was a bill when it was introduced that Council Speaker Christine Quinn had kept from reaching the floor. At this point, all the speaker candidates are positioning themselves as advocates for his agenda. And it just gives you a sense of how the politics are changing at City Hall and the momentum that may be behind this new administration.
I know we'll all be watching. Thanks so much, Bridget.
Thank you.
WNYC's Bridget Bergen.